The mission of the Douglas County School District, according to its website, is, quote, to ensure that all students achieve excellence in education, character, and citizenship in partnership with parents and the community. Furthermore, official policy posted to the school board's website says Douglas County School District does not discriminate on the basis of gender identity or expression. So during the board's May meeting, it might have seemed a little strange to hear school board president Susan Jansen say this.
While I appreciate the legal advice provided by the board, by Maupin, Cox, and LeGoy, I do not feel that your law firm is aligned with the mission of the current board. As a result, I'm making a motion to place on the June agenda to terminate the contract with our current legal firm, Maupin, Cox, and LeGoy. Also for the June agenda, that the superintendent as well as board members are to recommend applicants for new legal counsel. And in the event that the district is sued, I'd like to add an agenda item also to be placed on the June agenda to approve the retention of outside counsel to handle that specific matter.
Maupin, Cox, and LeGoy has been representing the board for more than 20 years and has vast experience in education law. The concern stems from a new transgender athlete policy the board is proposing, which would bar student athletes from participating in sports teams and using locker rooms of their gender identity, instead only allowing students to play sports and use locker rooms of their biological sex.
The school board members will also say that the intention of the policy is just to keep students from going into locker rooms or restrooms or bathrooms of their preferred gender, rather go into those kinds of settings based on what their assigned gender at birth is.
Rocio Hernandez is an education reporter for the Nevada Independent, and she's been following the developments at the Douglas County School District.
The superintendent and the school board themselves even have said that there's very few students who openly identify as transgender. And even if they do identify as transgender, they do have single-use restrooms that they already use. So largely, it doesn't really sound like there's a problem here. It doesn't sound like cis girls are losing out in sports or being intimidated or harassed at this time.
And it's unclear if the proposal is legal or fits within current guidelines. Nevada voters last year passed an update to the state's Equal Rights Amendment, and that amended the state constitution to enshrine equal rights regardless of race, color, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, age, disability, ancestry, or national origin. Participation in sports, though, is somewhat of a gray area. The Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association has no official policy on transgender athletes, instead opting for a gender position statement. That statement is meant to be a guideline for schools to follow, and it says that students may participate on a gender-specific sports team that is consistent with the public gender identity of that student for all other purposes. So in short, the NIAA's gender position statement does seem to support transgender athletes in schools.
And they kind of do have like this rubric that they could follow if they choose to, just to make sure that this student is identifying as their gender. And that's the reason why they want to participate in a certain team. But it doesn't necessarily say, you know, districts have to block certain students from being part of certain sports teams.
Ultimately, the decision on allowing transgender students to participate in gender-specific sports is first left to the schools. If the Douglas County School Board's transgender policy eventually does pass, the American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada has already said it will file a lawsuit. Enter the fighter.
Here to fight for you. Joey Gilbert Law specializes in criminal and DUI defense, personal injury, immigration, and family law.
During July's meeting of the school board, trustees voted 4-2 in favor of hiring Reno-based Joey Gilbert's law firm to replace Maupin, Cox, and LeGoy. Gilbert ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2022, even challenging the results of the contest. That move eventually cost him $250,000 in attorney fees and sanctions. He was also a participant in the January 6th rally at the U.S. Capitol building that turned into an insurrection, although he has said on the record that he never entered the Capitol building. He's also been reprimanded by the Nevada State Bar for misconduct. Now remember, the school board terminated its previous legal representation because they didn't align with the board's mission. So how does Gilbert fit in? Now remember, the school board terminated its previous legal representation because they didn't align with the board's mission. So how does Gilbert fit into all of this? Well, back in May, around the time trustees were first discussing their proposed transgender policy, Joey Gilbert posted this clip to his Instagram.
When your son or daughter says they don't think that they're a girl or a boy, politely tell them, I'm sorry, but you're a girl. And then say, I'm sorry, you're a boy. It's really that simple. Let them progress naturally through puberty And then when they're 25 or so and the frontal lobe of their brain is developed, if they then want to revisit their gender dysphoria or confusion issues, we'll talk about it then. But until then, we're going to leave it alone.
Additionally, when looking for new legal representation, the Douglas County School District skipped the traditional request for proposal or RFP process, only hearing the offer from Gilbert. Parents and community members have overwhelmingly shown their disdain for this process and have called out Gilbert's lack of experience in education law. Gilbert told the board that he is building up a team of experts, taking classes, and will retain the services of other experienced lawyers, including Maupin, Cox, and LeGoy.
A lot of people were upset about that because they wanted to see the district consider multiple takes. Some people said if Joey Gilbert were to come out on top, great, but we want to see other options as well. And it didn't sound like the school board was willing to talk to anyone else but Joey Gilbert. But they also didn't say if anyone else had tried to apply or why specifically they looked out for Joey Gilbert.
It makes me think of during that May meeting when you hear the school board president talk about we need to find legal counsel that aligns with the mission of our board. And to hear then that they're only interviewing Joey Gilbert's law firm, it seemed like it was already decided what they wanted to do.
That's what a lot of people's feelings were at the meeting. And at one point, someone kind of alluded that they're probably not even going to listen to public comment because four trustees had already decided what they wanted to do.
Even without educational law experience, Gilbert's firm plans to charge the district a higher rate than its previous legal representation. Maupin, Cox, and LeGoy charge the district a monthly retainer fee of $5,000 for general business and $225 an hour for litigation and special projects. Gilbert's firm is planning to charge $7,500 a month for a retainer fee and $325 for each additional hour.
You do have to remember that the legal counsel that the district had before had been with them for a long time, so that probably was at a discounted rate just because of the number of years that they had been working on. And then at the board meeting, Gilbert kind of alluded that that was a fee that was instituted years ago. So even if the district had, you know, considered keeping its legal counsel, that price might have gone up now just to reflect, you know, today's day and age and inflation and all that.
So is the board putting culture wars over education? Board President Susan Jansen herself has said that just 0.3% of district students identify as transgender. That comes out to about 16 students. That's one fewer transgender student than the number of schools in the district, which is 17. So why such a focus on an issue that seems contentious and seemingly non-urgent? Rocio Hernandez says community members are wondering that exact thing.
They're concerned that the school board's trying to take up issues that aren't really in its purview. You know, they want to see them focusing on students' mental health, student safety, grades, academic achievements, and not necessarily putting themselves in the spotlight for a policy that maybe is out of their hands and should be handled at the state level or even the federal level.
According to the Nevada Department of Education, in the Douglas County School District, more than 65% of district students in grades 3-8 don't meet math standards. And nearly 3/4 of high school juniors in the Douglas County School District are not proficient in math as they prepare for college. Now let's go back to the district's mission that we started this story with. Remember what that is? To ensure that all students achieve excellence in education, character, and citizenship in partnership with parents and the community. And in the coming months, the board will make it clear how they identify those goals. The next board meeting takes place Tuesday, August 8th at 4 p.m. with a location to be announced. For the Sierra Nevada Ally, I'm Noah Glick.